Some people stop dreaming because they get in the habit of settling for average. Where are you settling for average in your life? And because you are settling for average in that area, what are you denying in life? Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. So today at Mommy Millionaire, we're going to be talking about dreaming. What does that mean? What prevents you from dreaming? And what are some practical action steps that you can take to follow your dream today? First, I want to shout out our 5-star review of the week. This comes from Born Again Through Jesus. She gave us 5 stars, says she is so encouraging, and I love the fact that she brings it back to God and how He will carry us through this journey. If you're a mom and a business owner, I urge you to listen in. I promise it will be worth your time. Well, thank you. And I'm so excited you're here. So like I said, today we're talking about dreams. And John Maxwell wrote an incredible book called Put Your Dreams to the Test. So if you didn't know this about me, I was a certified leadership coach through John Maxwell years ago. And I want to take you back to the moment where I decided I was going to invest in the program to become a leadership coach. I was doing an event out of the state for my direct sales company. And I was in the hotel room in downtown Chicago, and I was overlooking the window. And I just saw the city, you know, and I was looking at it, and man, like there's so much life here. There's so many businesses here. And I want to expand. I want to help more people outside of direct sales. And I had a book from John Maxwell. And I went onto his website and was just like, I wonder what he offers. And I saw that they offered this coaching certification. And in that moment, I got on a call and invested into that program immediately. I got on the phone call knowing I was already going to buy the program. Didn't know the cost, but I was expanded, okay? And expansion brought me to say yes to my dreams and just to start taking action, start learning more about how do you do this coaching thing? How do you do it? And I wanted to just put that back on you right now. You have a dream, right? You have something inside of you where you're like, I know I want this. And you are thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. And today is the day that you actually need to take the action on it. Okay. Every level, it doesn't matter where you're at right now in your life, we all have a new dream inside of us. So it's time to take action on that new dream inside of you. Now, there are 4 reasons why people have trouble identifying their dreams. You know, when I started making a bunch of money and moved to Newport and started Mommy Millionaire, like, and it was going well, you know, my dream had come true. So it was like, okay, what's my next dream, God? Give me another dream. And here's the thing. If I look back on it, the reason why I was having trouble with clarity on a dream was, number one, a lot of people, we've been discouraged from dreaming by other people. Think about it. What discouragement have you experienced by other people around you in your personal and in your professional life? When I came out with Mommy Millionaire, oh Lord, people were mad. People in my direct sales company were mad, like no other. It was like, oh my gosh, how dare you? You need to stay focused on building this business and all this stuff. And I didn't realize that that discouragement, I had kind of let it get to me because these were people I looked up to. These were people that inspired me on a regular basis. And here they are saying something negative about my baby, right? That I just birthed into the world. And the impact is I basically just became paralyzed from dreaming even more. I'm like, well, I'm going to follow through on Mommy Millionaire. I'm going to make it happen. But in order to keep myself safe and to not lose any friends, I said, you know what? That's it. I've stretched a little bit too much and let's just keep it right here. So the lesson I've learned from that is you get to surround yourself with life givers and take any discouragement that you've had from people and look and see how can you bridge the gap from that discouragement to the expectation of how you thought they were going to react. How can you bridge the gap? And then the second thing here is you've got to focus on what you're doing it for. So that dream that you have, is it for those other people to give you accolades and to tell you good job? And I realized like when I started Mommy Millionaire, no, like it wasn't for them at all. So the fact that they don't get it, it's okay because it's not for them. You know, this part of my journey isn't for them anyway. And so staying focused on if I don't follow this dream, who is not being served by me? And that's what should give you the ammo to keep going. Another reason people have confusion around clarifying their dream is, you know, they're really for real hindered by past disappointments and hurts. Write this down. Disappointment is the gap between expectation and reality. So I always like to use this little thing, okay? Because it's really easy to see this in our marriage. We all get married and we have this expectation of our marriage being a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most fabulous, loving, never having any fights. It's a 10. And all of us have that expectation. We want it to be there. And then when reality happens, like I remember when we first got married, I'm like, this is a 1. Like, can I get a redo? Can I go back in time? Because I did not sign up for this baby. There was a very large gap between the reality and my expectation. And one thing is, you know, you could learn to stop being disappointed, you know, about things by bridging the gap, like releasing your expectations of people, of outcomes, and just letting it lie where it is. This is how it's going to be. I know I'm going to do everything with excellence, but sometimes not everything's going to work out, and that's okay. Think about some of the disappointments you've had in your past. Like what happened? When I first, you know, joined social retail and I had to leave my other direct sales company, oh my gosh, like disappointment was an understatement for how I felt of how people treated me, how the CEO of that last company treated me, what they said about me. Oh my gosh. And it almost paralyzed me for a little bit because I was so hurt because my expectation was, oh, they're going to say, good luck, Kayla. Thank you for everything you've done. And we wish you well. That was my expectation. And what I got was, Kayla is a horrible person. Block her. She's lost her mind. Da 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 da. Right? So there was such a big gap. And who was responsible for that disappointment? Me. Because I put expectations on people, how they were supposed to act, how are they supposed to treat me based on my actions. So what would I do differently if I could look at it with hindsight? I would have had zero expectations for people to be nice and kind. I would have just said, you know what? I am so focused on building my new dream that it doesn't matter how anybody responds. I'm going to be happy, healthy, and focused on my team. That's what I would have done differently. So you've got to think about your past disappointments and hurts and say, okay, when it comes to this new dream I have, if I could just dream and make it safe in my body to dream big, what will be the biggest disappointment if I don't achieve this goal or this dream in 6 months? And face it head on. Create a plan around it. Get over the obstacle. Move on through it. Some people stop dreaming because they get in the habit of settling for average. Where are you settling for average in your life? And because you are settling for average in that area, what are you denying in life? Think about it this way. If you're settling for average in your health, you are being denied greatness. You're being denied being superhuman. If you're not taking every action necessary to age backwards, to biohack your health, then you probably have less mental clarity than your competition. So you're actually being denied more success. So you're listening into this right now because it's a wake up. It's time to stop settling for average. Start setting the standard of excellence in every area of your life. Another reason why people don't follow their dreams is because honestly, they lack the confidence needed to pursue their dreams. You might be the most confident person in the world, but when it comes to following a new path, going into the unknown territory, it takes a whole nother level of confidence. How do you demonstrate confidence in your daily life right now? And if you can imagine yourself having greater confidence going after this dream of yours, what would that look like? You displaying more confidence. And if you could just really visualize it and just see it through, then think about this. What stops you from doing that? What stops you from showing up in that way day after day after day, going after your dreams?
We're going to take a quick break from this episode because I want to invite you to my Faith, Family, and Finance workshop. It's happening June 7th or June 9th. And I'm going to be teaching you guys my proven system for really having it all. I know if you're listening in to Mommy Millionaire right now, it's because you want to have it all. You want to have an incredible marriage, an incredible family life, and a ton of financial freedom. And it's really important who you learn that from. Do they have the life that you want? I have all three, and I'm going to be teaching you exactly how I did it inside of this special workshop. Now, the seats are very limited, and I wanted to invite my podcast listeners first because you guys are my homies, my OGs. So make sure you get a spot. All you need to do is DM me the word finance on Instagram, or you could head straight to mommymillionaire.co/workshop to join today. I hope to see all of you there. I can't wait to really become free together. Love you. Let's get back to the episode.
I did a poll on my social media and I said, how many of you guys have a dream? 99% of the people said they had a dream. And I think the other couple of people that said no, basically, I think they accidentally hit the no. It's safe to say most people have a dream. But then the second poll I did was, how many of you guys have a plan to achieve your dream? About 25% of the people have a plan to achieve their dream. The other poll said, how many of you are frustrated in the pursuit of your dream? Over 90% of people said they are frustrated in the pursuit of their dream. That might be you listening in right now. You're like, okay, I have this dream. I want to do this. But what frustrates you about going after that dream? You know, John Maxwell says the primary reason that people fail to reach their dream is they don't have enough valid reasons for it. They don't have enough valid reasons for it. If you're listening to this podcast right now, you probably have a good life. From the outside looking in, people probably look in and say, she looks like she has it all together, right? But inside, you're like, I am not even anywhere near what I know I am capable of. And you can know that as a fact. And that still will not be enough for you to reach your dream. You just won't. You've got to need it like you need oxygen. Like for me, with Mommy Millionaire, I could go the rest of my life and never help another soul, right? I could. I mean, I could honestly go my entire life never helping another person make money again. I could go back to work as a nurse if I wanted to and live a comfortable life. Honestly, the reason why I need to help millions of women become multimillionaires is, first of all, because I want there to be a girls club. Okay. I want there to be a girls club. I'm so sick of the boys club out there in business and real estate and raising funds. I'm like, it's just the good old boys club. And I want to break into that. I want to have the moms club raising funds, building businesses together, more women to understand business. Another reason is I want to show my kids what's possible, show them that anything is possible if you have a dream and you take inspired action every single day. I want to live a life of luxury. I want to own a private jet. I want to have a private driver. I want to be able to say yes to anything at any time. I want to be able to build orphanages. I want to be able to build houses to save people from sex trafficking and teach them skills to come back into the real world and be successful. Okay. So I could go on and on about the valid reasons why I have to help millions of people make millions of dollars. My dream excites me. Does your dream excite you? Think about the last month. How has your dream taken you out of your comfort zone? Every single day, are you committed to getting out of that comfort zone, to stretching just a little bit more? And then do you have this part of you that truly believes that you're going to bring this dream to life? Do you? Do people around you know that you're passionate about your dreams? What decisions are you making on a daily basis that are related to the achievement of your dream? People say, you know, don't tell me what you're talking about. Show me what you're doing. So if you could look at your actions from the last 30 days and say, hey, are these directly in alignment with achieving that goal? Because I'm in the direct sales industry, right? I see women, they run for monthly goals. And everybody, the last couple of days of the month, just start freaking the freak out, right? Like going balls to the wall. And it's like, dude, if you think that in 2 days that you're going to hit your goal when you've done absolutely nothing for the last 28 days, like good luck. Right? But that's how most of society works. It's like, oh, the deadline is here, procrastination. Let me see if I could just do everything in 48 hours. And some people get lucky. I mean, some people honestly get lucky. But most people, they live in that cycle of sabotaging their own success because they're not willing to take the daily action, which I love Shannon Irvin says, the daily decisions, right? You're just one decision away from a totally different life. People say that. Yeah, you're about a million decisions away from a totally different life because you can make a decision right now that I want to be rich, right? That I want to impact women, that I want to have a podcast. Okay, that's awesome. Okay, decide I will have a podcast. And then what's the next step that you need to make? Oh, I need to decide where am I going to host my podcast? Then I need to decide what are my topics going to be? I need to decide what days am I going to be, right? It's a bunch of little decisions that will go to the achievement of that dream. So what decisions are you making on a daily basis? And then the last thing I want to say about dreams is when you have been dropped in with a dream, God has given you this dream, you need to protect it and guard it. How that looks for me is journaling and not telling too many people. Like, people should see that I'm passionate about my dream, that Kayla's doing something, that she's making moves, but they shouldn't know all the details about what I'm doing. Why? Because I don't want anybody's negative energy over on my goods. So I'm going to guard that and protect it and speak life over it because that's my job, right? Your dream is like a seed. You've got to water it. You've got to plow the weeds out of it. You've got to be the gardener of your dream. And that's also meaning the protector of your dream. So let's say you're like, I want to have a coaching business. Well, don't look at my coaching business. Don't look at X, Y, and Z's coaching business. Don't play the comparison game with your dream. Maybe your dream is like, I want to have a six-figure coaching business. And then you open up social media and somebody has a 20-figure coaching business nowadays, right? What do you think that's going to do to your dream? You just planted a weed right there next to your seed. Protect it. Say, this is good enough for me, right? This is good. And I'm going to follow through on this commitment until God gives me another idea, until God gives me something else, a new dream on top of this one that can work together. Guard your dream and then act upon your dream today. Do everything you decide to do today with excellence, with tender, loving care, with belief that you're just one decision away from your dream. I'm so excited to see how, like, asking yourself these questions that we talked about in this episode will help you become more aware of the things that need to change, the thoughts that need to change for you to go after your dream, for you to go and make it happen. We've all had past disappointments. We've all had discouragement from other people. What matters is what you do with all of that information. What matters is how am I going to turn that in to a win for myself? Like those little disappointments and discouragements I shared with you, how am I turning that into a win? Well, I'm going to go out and build the biggest story ever told, right? Those people that discourage me might still never like me, and I'm okay with that. But my story is going to be so big that my success will be undeniable. That motivates me. It gets me going, man. I'm like, yeah, they can keep talking, but there's only so much you can say. Watch me do. I hope you loved this episode. Go and put your dream to the test. Go start taking those daily actions necessary. Guard your dream with all your heart. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.